Roger Martin. He's a very informative guy when it comes to this Lansing casino proposal. We will have a spokesperson from the Department of the Interior on the program tomorrow to give their take on this and some of the requirements for folks who want a new casino in their area. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You have any idea that this was going to create so much interest, especially from people like me in the media?
Absolutely. This is the third time I've gone through a casino project, so I absolutely anticipated this level of interest. It's a good word, Tony.
All right. Just to refresh our memory, tell us the basics of Lansing's casino proposal.
It will be a spectacular development. It will create about 2,200 jobs, 1,500 permanent jobs at the casino. These are jobs that pay, just like most casinos, pay very good wages with benefits. 700 construction jobs. It will generate revenues that the city of Lansing is going to choose to use to fund the Lansing Promise Scholarship to send every public school student in the city who chooses to attend college to college for 4 years. The project itself will be, for everyone from the Lansing area who is familiar with, the downtown entertainment district, it will be built just on the east side of the Lansing Center between, Michigan Avenue and the river along Cedar Street there. Urban modern theme, bars and restaurants, 3,000 slot machines, 48 table games, really a cool place.
Who's going to pay for this?
Well, it'll be owned and operated by the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians.
So they're putting all their own money into it. There won't be any investors.
Well, it will be 100% owned and operated by the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians.
All right. What do you do when Congressman Mike Rogers, State Senator Gretchen Whitmer, and others oppose this casino?
Well, we did not expect unanimous support. Congressman Rogers, frankly, decades, every time a casino development has been proposed in the state, he has been a consistent opponent of it. He has reasons that that we certainly respect. He's entitled to those opinions and to those reasons. We respectfully disagree with him. So that was not surprising at all. That a number of politicians would come out against this. A number of politicians have come out for it.
Happens every time
a casino is proposed, Tony.
Attorney General Bill Schuette's not pleased with the idea either.
And we sort of predicted that as well. We had the opportunity, a couple people on my staff, to have lunch with some people on his staff not too long ago, and I have friends who work for him. I've known the Attorney General for a number of years. We respect his opinions too. There's really nothing we can do to change their minds. That's not our intent. Our intent is to vigorously defend our rights under federal law to pursue this property, to create 2,200 jobs for Lansing, to fund college scholarships for Lansing public school kids. That is our intent.
The tribes that operate Fire Keepers in Battle Creek and the casino in Mount Pleasant say that their territory includes Lansing, and you'd be infringing on that. Is that true or false?
You mean their market includes Lansing?
Yes.
Well, that there are 22 casinos in Michigan, and they all compete with each other. Actually, there's probably around 26 casinos in Michigan now. They all compete with each other. Competition is a healthy thing. We're not afraid to compete with them. We're hoping they're not afraid to compete with us. And, it's interesting, Tony, a new casino is proposed in this state. All the other casinos that exist come along and say, we are opposed to this out of principle. It's just nonsense. They're opposed to it because they fear the competition. They don't want to lose anything that they believe is, that they have worked hard to achieve, and they have worked hard to achieve it. But you know what? Lansing is one of the great unserved markets in the state. If you want to go to a casino and you live in this area, you've got to drive an hour, hour and a half. The jobs aren't here. The revenues aren't here. They leave this area. We believe it's Lansing's turn and Lansing's time for this, and we're going to move forward as vigorously as we can.
When we talked with Mr. Nye yesterday, he told me that there is legal precedence here, that it's in writing that these tribes' territory include Lansing, and their contract specifically says that no other casinos can go in that area without their approval. Is that true?
I'm not aware of that provision at all, Tony. There's a federal law called the Land Claims Settlement Act. Section 108 of that law, as it applies to the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians, says the following: any land acquired using amounts from interest or other income of the self-sufficiency fund shall be held in trust by the secretary for the benefit of the tribe. And that's the Sioux Tribe. That what that means in translation is, if the Sioux Tribe uses money from the land claim settlement fund that the federal government provided to them many, many years ago, they use that the interest or other income from that principal to buy land, that land goes into trust. Trust land under federal law can be used for gaming by tribes. It's really a simple, pretty simple legal argument. Our lawyers are very confident in our position on this, and you know, we're going to move forward very aggressively to get this done.
In terms of state compacts with the Indian tribe, the Huron Band of Potawatomi Indians, which operate
Potawatomi.
Thank you so much. That they operate firekeepers near Battle Creek, and the Gun Lake Tribe, which operates a casino in Grand Rapids, would allow both to stop sharing revenue with the state if a casino operates within their designated market. This could mean millions of dollars.
That is accurate. That is accurate.
Okay, so they'll lose millions and millions of dollars.
Well, and the state will gain millions and millions of dollars from the jobs that will be created by a Lansing casino. So there will be an offset here, Tony. And it happens, you know, the tribes that have negotiated these contacts with the state over the years, same thing happened when the three Detroit casinos opened. You know, I don't really see the state of Michigan going broke, do you? there are benefits to the state from this development. There are benefits to the city. There are significant benefits to the city and the region.
All right, finally, Roger, there is a question on whether the tribe that wants to run this casino has the means to do so, as they forfeited the rights to operate the casino in Detroit and another casino up north.
They did?
That's from what I understand. Is that false then?
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about a casino up north. The Sioux Tribe has run five casinos in northern Michigan very successfully for 27 years now. Every year they're profitable. They've been wildly profitable some years. The track record of the Sioux Tribe running Indian casinos is really unblemished.
How about the casino in Detroit, though?
That's accurate. Okay. Greektown Casino went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in 1999, right around the same time General Motors went into bankruptcy, right around the same time Chrysler went into bankruptcy, right around the same time Delphi went into bankruptcy. A number of other casinos around the country went into bankruptcy. You know, we all remember 1999, Tony. It was right at the apex of the banking system collapse. And you know, if you were a company and you were investing in a very large project and you had a lot of debt, your ability to service that debt became very problematic, and that's what happened to General Motors and Chrysler. Also happened to the Sioux Tribe in Detroit. No, there's no question about that. Not a single worker ever missed a day's work. Every payday was met. The casino never closed for a second. All payments were made to the city and to the state by the tribe. Now, the big loser in that one was the Sioux Tribe and no one else. You know, they took the risk. They made the investment. A bad time in the economy, and they lost the casino in Chapter 11.
Well, I understand that and can be compassionate at that, but the other casinos were able to survive okay. So you could
didn't have the debt,
right? But you can understand how there could be some concerns here in Lansing.
Oh, absolutely. Right. No question. No question about it. Yeah.
Roger, I've asked you a lot of tough questions. What I find is how much information we all don't know about this. But it sounds like you were ready for it. Like you had the pads and the mouth guard. You're ready to go.
Tony, I've been through this a number of times. I know what is true and false about gaming in Michigan most of the time anyway.
All right.
There's some questions I certainly don't have. I'm not a lawyer, but I understand what's true and false. I've been doing this for too long.
So what's next on the agenda? What do you need to accomplish next?
Well, the Lansing City Council now has the agreement between the tribe and the developer that they need to consider and hopefully approve. The Sioux Tribe Board of Directors on Tuesday night approved that very agreement 8-2. Once that is done, the land transfer can begin where the tribe will actually buy the land from the city of Lansing. Once that happens, an application will be made with the U.S. Department of the Interior under Section 108 of the Land Claim Settlement Act to take the land into trust. And again, that law says the director shall take the land into trust. It's not ambiguous at all. It's very clear. And then, you know, we hope for a very expeditious approval. And you know, Tony, I don't want to mislead anyone here. That process of getting the land in trust could go pretty quickly. it's what happens after that that will slow this thing down, and it's going to slow this down. There's going to be all the tribes that you mentioned earlier, you know, the three Detroit casinos. They're all going to try to stop Lansing from this benefit. There's no question about it. They're going to file lawsuits, and you know, this thing most likely will drag out for at least a couple of years, maybe even a little longer. That's just the way things go with casinos in Michigan and pretty much anywhere else. So, you know, anyone hoping to see a casino operating on Michigan Avenue in Cedar anytime soon, be patient.
Roger, I was looking at precedent for new casinos like this, and I read that most ideas like this, most proposals, never make it past the drawing board.
Well, I don't know if no. You know what, Tony? That's probably an accurate statement. But there's only one other tribe that has done this under the Land Claim Settlement Act, and it was a tribe out west that had the same arguments and the same status in the law that this particular Indian tribe does, and they succeeded. It took them about 10 years, but they succeeded.
All right. Roger, finally, who's the developer?
Lansing Future LLC. It's a group of, it's one gentleman in it that people probably recognize as Jerry Campbell. He's the former president and CEO of Republic Bank Corp, a very successful bank in Michigan. He's run a number of other businesses very successfully. And a couple of other gentlemen from Detroit, and frankly, Tony, I don't even know their names. but they're the developer here. They are going to finance all the costs up front, and then you know their agreement with the tribe and with the city is that once the casino opens and starts generating revenues, they will collect their fees, they will be repaid, and then they go away after a couple of years. And the tribe is 100% owners.
Well, Roger, a lot of great information. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem, Tony, anytime. Feel free to call me anytime.